Hey guys and gals, welcome to Some Dumb Gaijin, and I'm your host, JJ. Hey guys, it's been a while, sorry about the lack of updates again. I'm just preparing my move back to Canada, and we're not doing a video today on YouTube. I'll probably upload this, but my house is just a fucking pigsty trying to sell the shit I've gathered over 10 years and the shit I brought here that I don't need anymore, like a PlayStation 3. There's already a fucking PlayStation 5 out right now, and I have a PlayStation 3 left in my house that I haven't played. Maybe like 4 times in 10 years. Ugh. Anyways, guys, I wasn't even going to do my podcast today, but just a lot of crazy shit's been happening, and I wanted to talk on a little bit of that. And today's topic is going to be racism in Japan! Yay! Not really. That shit's hard on anyone. So just like 5-10 minutes ago, I'm looking at my Instagram and I see my buddy posted a video of his buddy who is just getting fucking patted down, stopped on the street by the cops and just searching his shit and everything. And funny enough, I gotta get rid of my English, don't I? Anyways, funny enough, just a week before that, I went and met my friend Akasan, who is an African-American living in Tokyo. And just before I met him, he showed me a video his friend took of him getting stopped by the police and strip searched, and patted down and shit, like just 5-10 minutes before I met him. And man, I was outraged. He's not even that pissed off. I'm fucking pissed off. Like, and he's black, by the way. Yeah, I said African-American, black, whatever. But yeah, like, I've heard white people get this before. But I have to admit that I think I've heard more of black people getting it. People from Africa or people from America or wherever they're from. And I don't, and yeah, it must be a stereotype or something racist. Right near where my house is, I have another buddy from Amsterdam who's white, and he's got stopped like 3 times at our station. I've never got stopped. I don't know. Fuck, do I have that just, I'm too nice of a guy? Like, do I have that nice guy face? Fuck that shit. I'm offended that I'm not stopped. I'm more dangerous than any of those motherfuckers, and yet I don't even fucking get stopped. What's with that shit? Racist. That's what it is. But on the other hand, the Amsterdam guy looks like a total pussy, so I don't know what it is. But anyway, so my buddy Akasan posted just like the 5-10 minutes ago before starting this. He reposted his buddy's video that luckily enough a Japanese person took when seeing the cops stop him. And he's just like, I'm gonna record this for you, okay? And he's like, yeah, please. And Akasan posted that. And I'm just like, fucking serious, Japan? Like, and these cops aren't even nice either. They're just like, open your bag. And they're digging through their shit. Like, me, if someone touches my shit and I don't know you, I'm fucking furious, man. One, because it's my shit. And two, because I used to have really bad OCD. Like, if anyone touched my shit, I had to wipe it down after. But fuck, like, I'm just floored, man. And if it is a racist thing towards just black foreigners, even though black and white foreigners are usually equally receive equal racist by Japanese people, if it's just because it's black foreigners, that's really fucking just bullshit. And now that it happened 2 times in a week by 2 people, well, one person I know and his friend, that just, oh, really gives me even more of a thank God I'm leaving this place feeling. But racism is a thing in Japan. And, oh, in 10 years, yeah, I got a lot of stories. Where to begin? Let's go backwards, maybe. So what was the last racist thing I received? The last racist thing I received was probably me and my ex-Japanese manzai partner. I don't know why I had this idea, but I thought it'd be fun to go into what Japanese people call a fuzoku, which is basically a brothel where you could get a prostitute, I guess. And I just wanted to see what would happen. So me and my partner was like, no, we shouldn't do that, whatever. And then I was like, ugh, fuck, whatever, okay. And then he's like, no, let's do it, actually. That's a good idea. And I was like, well, no, I don't feel like doing it. And he's like, shut up, fuck, let's go. And so we go in there. My Japanese manzai partner goes in first. And they're like, oh, welcome to the store. Hey, so how can we help you today? And then I walk in, like, shortly behind him. And they're like, oh, no foreigners. And I was like, what the fuck? You were all cheery and happy to welcome him. And now you won't let me in? And usually this happens with foreigners because they think that the foreigner can't speak Japanese and that will cause a problem with any issues or conversations that could happen in the brothel. And I just spoke fluent Japanese. I was like, no, I'm okay. I speak Japanese. It's fine. He's like, no foreigners. And I was like, fuck you. This is complete racist. You'll let my partner, who looks like he's a fucking pedophile, deranged, mentally retarded, grotesque hunchback and Notre Dame looking bastard in, but you won't even let me, who's a fucking model here, who's a fucking upright citizen, fucking teacher, comedian, whatever. He fucking didn't even give me like a look up and down. The minute he saw my white skin, he was like, nope. And man, was I pissed off. I didn't even want to do it. I was going to go in there, see what it was like, and then get the fuck out. But even just like the 2 seconds to walk in, and there was no politeness, no niceness, nothing. And then my partner thought it was hilarious. And he's like, oh, we can use that for the beginning talk of the comedy show and shit. And I was like, no, that racism shit ain't funny. It sucked. It really did. And it happens when you do the phone calls too, because I wanted to try the phone call and thought it'd be funny. And they're just like, are you Japanese? I was like, I'm half. And they're like, no, Japanese only. And hung up on me. Like, for one, it's supposed to be illegal in Japan, but they have all these, like, they call them delivery health, which means basically order in prostitute. And they put all their flyers all over. All the cops know about them. It's illegal, but yet they do it. And they don't let foreigners. So it's like a hate crime and illegal prostitution. And yet, they still let it go on. Fuck you. I mean, I wasn't going to do it. But, you know, I just want the option. Yeah. It's same as, like, eating... I don't know, Chinese food in your underwear with the blinds open in your house. You're allowed to do it. It's not wrong. And you'd never do it, but you have the right to do it. You gotta fight for those little rights. You know what I mean? Like Beastie Boys, you gotta fight for your right to party. Those little rights, you gotta keep them in. And those are small little racism, but when I lived in the countryside in Japan, literally because, well, how to break this down. So basically, I taught English there while I was practicing MMA in the countryside. And with English teachers in Japan, basically you have like thousands in Tokyo, thousands in Osaka, thousands in Kyoto and all the big cities, you'll have like fucking 5,000-10,000 English teachers there. But in the countryside and in a small village or town like I had, there was four foreigners in this whole city of like, I don't know, 50,000 people or something. And in the whole prefecture, there was, I think, like 40, right? And then, like I'm saying, thousands in the big cities, like 10,000 teachers in Tokyo. And there's like 40 in this fucking Gunma prefecture where I lived. Anyway, so me and like three people were in my small town of 50,000 or whatever people. And literally when I walked down the street, babies would turn their heads like fucking exorcists looking at me. And their mothers would turn their heads looking at me. I remember walking down the street and two girls were like looking at me through the car. And I was just like, oh, konnichiwa. And they literally kept looking and almost got in an accident. Like that fucking standing out. And one time I remember I was walking home and this old guy was following me probably for like 5 minutes. And he was just muttering in Japanese. And I couldn't fully understand it. But I did understand kusogaijin, which is like fucking foreigner. And he was just going off and, like, following me and being like, kuni ni kaere, or get out of this country and shit. And, man, did I feel like shit. And I just kind of, like, walked a bit quicker, and then luckily it was, like, 10 minutes from my home. But little shit like that happens. Or another one in Tokyo, actually. I was crossing the Shibuya Scramble Crossing, and this old guy was coming towards me, very, like, strong, and, like, I'm walking straight forward. And I had nowhere to turn or move. And he could have went around me, but he fucking bashed me with his shoulder. And me, being a, like, practicing MMA and weightlifting and shit, of course I had a stronger body and a more sturdier body. And his shoulder moved, not mine. And he could have moved around. I didn't have any space to move around. And he comes up and he grabs me. And this is a Japanese guy. Like 50 maybe or something. Turns around, grabs me by the shoulder, spins me around. And he's like, aren't you good? You could, or fuck, what did he say again? He was just like, what the hell or something. And I was like, yeah, sorry, you bumped into me. Or I didn't apologize because it was his fault. And then he goes, well, you should apologize. I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, whatever. And then leaves. And I was like, that motherfucker could have moved. He didn't move. He hit me, probably hurt himself, felt like a pussy, and then had to attack me. And I was just like, holy shit. What a piece of crap. Ugh. But yeah, and then a bunch of things like that, and probably like 50 other incidents that I can't remember. I never got body searched like my buddy, though. I don't know what I would do in that situation. I'd probably fucking just be like, fuck off. I heard people, other friends tell me that they were asked to be body searched, and they were just like, oh, I don't speak Japanese. And then they're like, oh, well, we have to check. And they go, oh, well, where's your permit? And they just keep saying, where's your permit? Where do you have proof? Blah, 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 blah. And then the cops just pissed off. And I wish my buddy did that, but shit, yeah. And then if you check out my YouTube, I talked about this before a bit, but people that are half Japanese and half foreigner usually get a lot of racism in Japan. They're also thought to be very beautiful because they have that aesthetic of a foreigner, and yet they have the smarts and Japan beauty of a Japanese. And basically in Japan, a person that's half Japanese is treated like they're full Japanese if they're committing good to the country, if they're an upstanding citizen, or if they're famous, or anything positive. And if they're anything negative, like they did a criminal act, or they're a rude person, or whatever, then they're full foreigner. You know what I mean? They're half, but they're not really half. There's just one half. A good half and a bad half. And they only see the one that's good. And when I was in junior high school, I really got to experience this. And basically, there was a couple half students. And yeah, they were bullied really bad. One was a half American, half Japanese boy, I remember. And he was shitty for him, too. He was really short. Like, really short for junior high school. And the kids would pick on him, and he had freckles, and he had a nose that looked more foreigner and not, like, small and pointy like a Japanese, and they picked on him for that. And who else? What's that Asian country called? Not Puerto Rico. What am I thinking? Philippines! He was half Philippines and half Japanese. His name was, can I say his name? Yeah, he's probably an adult now, Sagi. And I called him Usagi, which means rabbit. It's just like one syllable different. And he told me he was picked on a lot too. And because he came from the Philippines, he spoke really good English. And he would always talk with me. And people made fun of how he looks. People made fun of all this shit about him. So literally, like, all the half and foreign students in that junior high school would come to me, and I'd be like their best friend. And basically, he even stabbed me in the back too, that kid. I talk about it in my Yankee video on YouTube, but he was trying to become popular, and I don't blame him for that, and that's why I never got pissed at him. But he's the one that did the blue chalk in the butt. In Japanese, they call it a concho, which is basically, a concho is when a Japanese person puts their hands together, makes like a gun, but has their two index fingers together, and they poof, stick it up your butthole. Yes, that's a Japanese cultural thing. But he did it with a piece of blue chalk on my black pants. And when I tell my stand-up about it, I tell him that he yelled out, "Oh, look, JJ Sensei got fucked by Draimon," because there was a little blue dot on the back of my ass after he did it. I don't think he was that bad. He didn't do that. But, yeah, he did that. The whole class laughed, and I had to try to brush out a blue circle chalk thing out of my ass after that class. And I was pissed. I was like, dude, I'm protecting you. I'm helping you with bullying. I'm talking with you. And then you fucking pull that shit. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just all the kids really laughed. And I thought it was funny. And I look back on it. I was like, yeah, it was pretty funny. But don't do that again, man. And I guess he got popular with the Yankees doing that. But what was the other one? I talked about it before, too, is African boy that came to that school. And he got bullied bad. And he couldn't speak Japanese because I think he moved to Japan when he was 10. And then he was in junior high school at, what would that be, like 14? And he didn't write kanji. And I was pissed off because I talked to the teachers. And I'm like, well, then how does he do the tests? And like, oh, well, I guess he can't. And I was like, well, how does he pass junior high school and go to high school? Well, I guess he can't. I was like, what do you mean you fucking guess you can't? You're a school and you're teachers and you're not teaching him? Then fucking let him go out. Just like all the Yankee bad kids that went to that high school, the teachers would be like, oh, they're gomi, they're garbage. They're not going to be anything. And they would laugh, man. They would laugh in the teacher's room saying that kids are trash. And I was like, dude, just because he thinks you're an idiot, when I talk to him, the kid's fucking funny as hell. Like the lead Yankee, the lead badass of that school, man. Driving a bike, feet on the desks, carving on the desk with his, like, what is it, like, ruler or whatever, and teachers yelling at him all the time. I can't remember his name, sadly. But he was a really bad kid. But, fuck, he was funny. And he was cool. And I was just like, you can't say that a person is trash and that they'll never have come to anything. That guy could fucking be a comedian. That guy could be a fucking motocross biking professional or whatever. Like, they shit, and this has been going on for years, but Japanese teachers shit on the students if they don't live up to their expectations. And, oh man, yeah. You can't write, you can't speak Japanese? Oh, well then you're not fucking worth anything. I was so pissed when I found that out. So pissed. And I think that's when I just didn't give a shit anymore about teaching, when I heard that. Because at the same time, I was doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and MMA training in that Guma, that countryside of Japan. And every night, every day I would go to work and I'd get off at like, I think 4 p.m., and then I would go home, eat dinner, and then I would go to the gym for 2 hours. And then about at 8 o'clock or 7 p.m., I would go and I would train till 1 a.m. and then repeat. And I would go to this gym and it would be all Brazilian, like two or three Japanese and four Brazilian black belts. Oh my God, like the toughest motherfuckers I ever met. And they whipped me into shape. But so fucking kind. Like, I have, like, just this amazing, positive image of Brazilian people because of those guys. And I got so many stories with them, too, but this, going back to the racism and half, the thing I wanted to get to was, from that gym, I found out that a handicapped boy named Raphael, who was half Japanese and half, or not even, was he half Japanese or was he full Brazilian? I can't remember, but I think he was half Brazilian, half Japanese. And his dad was a jiu-jitsu guy. And his dad invited me to their dojo and everything. And I ended up not going because I liked my dojo and I didn't want to drive 30 minutes to go to another one. And his dad was friends with the Brazilians at my dojo and they would talk and they're like, oh, you got to meet him. JJ does good jiu-jitsu, blah, 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 blah. And me and that kid's dad had a really good mutual respect through jiu-jitsu. And that handicapped kid was bullied by the Japanese kids. And probably some of that is because they're not Japanese, but truth be told, there was a lot of bullying for the handicapped kids. And the Japanese teacher didn't give a shit. Because again, what are they going to come to, right? And I got in shit for being a teacher because I would spend a lot of my time protecting the handicapped kids from being bullied. I remember this teacher, fuck, it pissed me off. It was like an assembly day and she's like, hurry up, you're supposed to be in the front. And I was like, no, no, I'm going to the fucking back because no one's watching the handicapped kids. Oh man, yeah. Jeez, I keep going off a tangent because of this. Racism, bullying handicapped kids, like, oh fuck. I hope you guys are understanding that Japan is not what it seems. Damn. Yeah. And then in my comedy, I'm doing another bit that I'm going off of, and it was kind of funny. Someone told me before, and they showed me this. It was a Japanese girl I was seeing or something. And she was showing me this, like, old-fashioned magazine or something. And it was saying how, like, a black boyfriend is now fashionable. Now it's in. Now it's cool to have a black boyfriend. And it's the same with white people. Like, foreigners were kind of treated as, like, a Gucci bag accessory. If you had a foreign boyfriend and you're a girl in Japan, oh my god, it's like, you're so... Oh, fuck, I don't even want to play that game. You're so fashionable. How did you get that white American boy? Oh my god, that's great. Oh, you got a guy, you got a boyfriend from Kenya? Oh, fuck you. Like, it's literally that dumb. And, sorry, I'm thinking of my material and I don't want to waste it all because I want to perform this and get like a genuine laugh when you first hear it. But I go into this a bit and some funny shit. But with the fashionable thing, I was pretty shocked. And I remember hearing before, too, that these Japanese girls would get, like, black boyfriends and they wouldn't have sex with them. They'd kind of, like, go on dates and stuff just so they could be seen with a black boyfriend. And then they would never go back home with them. And it's so racist. It's so racist. But they do that shit with everything. Like, it's so dumb. And, oh, like, just thinking about it is just retarded. I have this, okay, fuck it, I'm gonna tell you. So I was once at this bar once, and there was this really beautiful girl. I don't know why, but I really fucking had a crush on her. And she was this, we say gyaru, or we say hostess. She was just this beautiful, dolled up girl that worked the bars, and her name was Cherry, she told me. And everyone I asked around, they were like, oh yeah, no, her name is Cherry. I was like, that's a fucking stripper name on a Japanese girl. And the bartender was my buddy. I always drank at that bar. And one night we're all drunk, and then we're heading home, and I took her, and I was like, hey, Cherry, come, let's go back to my place. And she goes to me, and she goes, no, 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 no. And I was like, why? And she's like, because we'll have sex. And I was like, oh, that's fine. She goes, no, you're white. You're too big. I was like, don't fucking deny me because of my dick size. How discriminatory. And I'm just like, holy shit. Am I going to not get laid because I'm big? And then the bartender fucking wingmans me. He's like, don't worry. You get used to it. It's fine. And she's like, are you sure? Won't it hurt? And he's like, well, it might hurt at first, but you get used to it. And, you know, it molds around it. And she's just like, ah, I don't know. I don't know. No, I'm too scared. I'm too scared. And then we left separate ways. And to this day, I'm just like, fuck me. Super beautiful girl. In Japan, I've been here 10 years. I've never seen a foreigner with a girl that hot. And man, did I get screwed. Oh, but if you think I got screwed, basically, black guys don't have a chance in Japan. I mean, you see it happening, but, you know, it's like WAP, right? Black guys want a girl that's curvy. Hell, I want girls that are curvy, but when I moved to Japan, I threw those wants and desires out. But a lot of black guys, they still want the curviness. And when you come to Japan, you're not going to see a lot of that. Unless you go to the clubs and you get those Roppongi girls, which are like, I don't know, they're the crack girls behind a crack house, if Japan allowed crack. But they don't, so they go to Roppongi bars. And then you see these black guys with like odd shaped Japanese girls, like a Mrs. Potato Head like shape, just unnatural body shaped Japanese girls, and they're always like fucking crazy. It's kind of like a rebelling, I guess, in Japan to have a foreigner boyfriend now too. Oh, that's what I wanted to say before I forgot. So the most biggest racism I ever had was when I had a Japanese girlfriend. She brought me back to meet her parents, and her dad was just fucking rude as fuck. Like, she's like, oh, here's my boyfriend. He just walk away. He didn't say anything to me. Like, total disapprovement. And the mom, too, was kind of like, eh. I later found out that she had a boyfriend before, and he left a bad image on them. But no, her dad was flat out racist. And it wasn't until that I said I did MMA, his ears perked up. And then I found out that he was a huge MMA fan. And then boom, I got that respect. And then her big brother, who hated all of her boyfriends, started sparring with me, and he loved me, and he told the dad, and then I got accepted. But yeah, being introduced and then being like, humph, doff. And then like sitting down for dinner with the mother and the brother, and then the dad won't even fucking eat at the same table as me. That was pretty brutal. And if you guys are listening, or if you guys are listening on YouTube and want to comment about this, let me know if you want to hear the story where that family invited me to their house right after their grandma died, and they kept their grandma's dead body in the house, and I had to spend the night in the house after seeing a dead body in the other room. And I'm a huge zombie movie fan, so I didn't sleep too well that night. Actually, fuck it, let's just do it. So, her grandma died, and I met her like one time after dating 1 year with this girl. And she's like, well, I want you to say your goodbyes to my grandma. And I was like, fuck, okay, I'm working hard on this relationship. And basically, I go to her house, and I'm expecting, like, you know, like an open casket in the backyard or something. But no, she's lied down behind like a cardboard wall or something in their living room, dead body, makeup all on her face. And they're like, okay, say something to her. And I was just like, fucking hell, this is scariest shit I've ever seen. I think that's the only dead body I've ever seen in my life. I was like, oh, I met you one time. You're very nice. And sorry, we won't get to see each other again, or something I said. And then I'm spending the night at her parents' house. I'm 90% sure I spent the night there, yeah. And I'm just thinking, like, fuck, that thing's gonna come alive and kill me, isn't it? But anyways, it was just the scariest fucking thing. And I think she told me after, because they had this farm, that they were gonna, like, cremate her on the farm outside with the family, and then she invited me to that, and I was like, no, no, I'm done. I don't need to see it. And then smelling like a dead body, like, with smoke, ugh. And I told Japanese people that about this, and they're just like, yeah, that's not fucking normal. And anyways, long story short, that girlfriend was crazy as hell, and that shit wasn't normal. It was like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre of Japan. Literally the Texas Chainsaw Massacre family if they were Japanese. But anyways, guys, we're getting up to the 30-minute mark. Let's end it there today. I just really wanted to say that piece about this bullshit about body searching now and all this fucking racism that's going around. And with Japan and their Olympics, and they're pushing for the Olympics, yet they were into 2,000 infected per day, and then all of a sudden they were testing like 10,000 people a day, and for the past 3 weeks they've been testing 2,000 with 400 people infected, which is still like a 30, 40, 50% rate of infection, and they're hiding the numbers. And in the news today, they just got pressure that's like, some people said the government has to release the private numbers and the official numbers. So there's fucking private numbers now that they're hiding. Like, oh, can't wait to get out of this, because I feel that the corona is way worse than it is. And at least Canada is being truthful. I'd rather go there and risk it than here and not know what I'm up against. You know what I mean? And yeah, I hope you have kind of a better image of racism in Japan and the shit that goes on. Now, any final thoughts? Can't remember right now. You'll probably hear more stories about this in later episodes, but for now, that's all I can think of right now. And that just came out. This episode just got made with that fury of seeing those videos. Like, God, at least they took these videos, but if I were them, I'd be posting on YouTube. He posts it on his Twitter all the time. If you go to Akasan on Twitter, you can find his Twitter and see this video of the cops stopping him and fucking grabbing his dick, searching him. Like, what are they going to... Fuck, if anything, it's going to be up the ass. But what are the cops going to do? Stick their fingers up people's asses now? Like, no, they can't do that. But fuck, if someone's smuggling, like, coke, they're not going to be putting it under their fucking scrotum or ball sack. It's just stupid to me. They're going to do it, at least do it right and fucking stick those fingers up there. In which case, I'll probably record it and fucking laugh at them and then put it on YouTube. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening again. And, yeah, we're all dumb gaijins in Japan. To Japanese anyways. All right, guys. Thank you. Peace.